Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Question. What was that moment that you realized that maybe your job was dangerous? And we have a bunch of emails here from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Coming from our question, guys. Ola, I have worked in the healthcare system for 25 years. I first realized my job was dangerous when I contracted chickenpox from a patient. Ended up getting the chickenpox all over, outside, inside of my body. Not fun. And then 15 years ago, when the swine flu and SARS was going around, we had to learn how to put on biohazard suits. So happy I'm not doing that work anymore. You guys rock. That from a lovely Barbara. Ooh, boy. First trip, training for BN Railroad, show up and the fire department and ambulance are in the yard in Ballard. It's in a little hill, and a train got away, and a trainsman tried to stop it by using the handbrake. He got a couple cars done, and when it got to the end of the tracks and hit another, it slung him off the car that he was under, and then threw him under it, and cut him in half.
Ah!
That was day one of my job. That from Todd.
How was your first day?
Don't want to talk about
it. Before I joined the Iron Workers Local 86 in Seattle, I was a commercial fisherman in Alaska. Captain was a neurotic, pathological liar who did anything and everything better than anyone, and he'd occasionally try to prove that by coming down on deck and exhibiting his superhuman skills. During cod season, we'd have to dump the fish on the deck, open up their neck in order to drain the fish's blood before they went into the chiller tanks. A lot of these cods were easily 100-plus pounds, so we'd use a short gaff hook so we could stand in one place instead of four guys with big sharp knives chasing slippery fish on a rocking boat. Captain loves himself. Comes down on deck with a knife, grabbed the gaff hook from one of the guys, and proceeded to grab a couple of cod and bleed them like he was Wile E. Coyote. When he tried to hook another fish, he hooked me by the calf and yanked me off my feet. That's when he threw his knife down and climbed the ladder back into the wheelhouse. And yeah, he was my wife's brother.
Oh, damn, man.
Guys, a friend worked at a corn and soybean processing plant. He was steam cleaning a silo. The steel grating was removed to clean the auger gear drive. The on-off button was not locked out or tagged out. Someone started the auger drive, and my friend was unable to see that it was turning due to steam. He stepped into the auger and was immediately drawn in. Obviously, he was not going to survive. He was immediately ground up. All they found was his boot.
Oh,
with his foot still in the boot. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. As we move on to some of the birthday emails, guys, Ola Bacholas, it's my 32nd trip around the sun. How about some turtle wax with an owl hitting the window and maybe the dirty Germans giving a squatch call? Love you guys long time. That from Boomhauer.
Yeah, I have seen these shows where the experts go out and do the squatch calls and the ooh, 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 ooh. But it is quite simple. When I want to see the Bigfoot, he'll squatchy, squatchy.
Yeah, I always just try to make sure I don't get too deep into the squatch. I want to stay dry.
Yeah, he is fuzzy everywhere. I'm pulling hair out of my mouth for days.
There's only one place he's not fuzzy. You have to find it.
Lure him in with some beef jerky.
Those commercials are great.
They are awesome.
Guys, I want to wish my awesome, beautiful, loving wife, Brandy, a happy birthday. She works hard and deals with me, so deserves only the finest. Let's see here. Maybe Coach Ted can give her some tips on how to cope with 10 hours a day in meetings. You guys make our day. That from Colby.
10 hours in meetings. A coach has a lot of advice for you. You know, a lot of people go coffee. You know, work your mind in the off time so it stays right. Personally, I say marijuana. You just get blazed to sell. You go in that meeting. And then about halfway through, 5 hours in, you want to pull out a little mint because your breath stinks. It's inedible.
Oh, well played.
Okay. Mm-hmm. God, that would be nuts.
I was going to say, get a different
10
job.
Hours on a Zoom. Guys, hope the...
We got to kill with the Zooms.
Yeah.
And you know, every time your kid gets in trouble, you don't have to Zoom the principal.
That's a good point.
You really don't.
Yeah.
Guys, teachers, you don't need to comment that the kid's getting hugged before the father's going to work. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, oh, look at that. She got a hug. Well, like, come on, man. Just do your goddamn class.
Want to give a shout-out to my sister, Nancy. Give her some shotgun gets and have Mickey and Goofy tell her how she should spend her birthday during these COVID times. Love you, sis. That from your brother, Manuel.
Get! Well, gals, for your birthday, if you want to have a good time, I say, Nancy, drop your pantsies.
You know what you could do, Nancy? Find a nice little mouse. Make sweet, sweet mouse love to him. That's what Mick recommends.
He's not biased or nothing.
No. Also, you can come to one of the parks. The one in Florida's open, but it's not very busy.
Is it open?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think the one in California is.
No, it's not yet.
I don't really talk to anybody down there.
Holy guys, I'm giving myself a shout-out for my birthday, because I know my wife will not, as promised. But she did give me some Men's Room original sausage, so all it's good, from Uli's down at Pike Place. If I can get the Dirty Germans to let her know what we're going to do with the sausage, followed by you like that, my day would be complete. Thanks, guys. That from Lauren, a proud eye-patch-wearing former Renoite.
Yeah, as that Men's Room sausage fuzz, you will watch your wife swallow other Men's Room sausages, still in the package, still warm.
Yeah, so I know you think it's going to be some kind of dirty joke, yeah, but honestly, you should just cook it. Enjoy it. It's delicious.
Yeah. Sex first.
Yeah, so after that, or before that, make sure you stick something else between the buns.
What else we got here? Here's another one from Reno. My God.
Reno, wait a minute. Two from Reno?
No, there can't be two.
That's got to be the same person, right?
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, that's the same person. All right, you're right. And guess what? Guess what?
Hey. No way! It's two people from Reno.
Guess what, Lauren? Your loving wife did send in a birthday request for you. Just so you know.
Oh man!
Yeah. So
that's so crazy. We knew that.
Now she's gonna poke out your other eye, bro.
Because they have the same last name on their email. Bitches, this is a dirty dump trucker from a long line of dirty mother truckers. My dad turned 62 today. He thought everything I know taught me everything I know about trucking. Can you line him up with a big old bong rip and the Dirty Germans talking about being a dirty mother trucker and being close to retirement? Thank you, guys. Love the show. That from Ryan.
Yeah, there is no need to be close to retirement when you are, in fact, a mother trucker. Once you are a mother trucker, you want to keep trucking mothers.
Yeah, some of those mothers are great. They come with those extra axles.
Yeah, and you can always say, do you want to see my Peterbilt?
Yeah, actually, let me just see your mud flaps.
Yeah, that's German for penis. My Peterbilt.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here. Guys, catching up on the podcast, and you guys were talking about taxes. For the past 5 years, the IRS has sent me a check for $1.00. I've kept them all because why the hell not? When I don't cash it, they send another. Here's a picture. That from David. Boys, a thrill. You like a screwball and you like Reese's. Mix your screwball with Kahlua and it tastes like Reese's. You're welcome. That from Jungle Jivin', Rockin', Bebopin', Curtis J. Buckwheat.
Well, Buckwheat, the problem is this. I already drink too much, and you're right. That would be delicious. I would never stop drinking.
Mm-hmm. I want to try that one.
Dude, it's... I'll just stop. Screwball is very good. It cannot be in my home, because once the bottle is open, it shall be consumed.
Did you do that over the weekend?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried this before. Well, you haven't told me about this before. Listen, you wanted me to drink less. If I told you about this and you bought it, which you just did, you're about to find out why I didn't bring it up. And that night, it was gone.
Bitches, during when you were talking about getting naughty, Miles could not wrap his head about his partner using a very large, extra large toy. Try it. The feeling for you if you go after a large item is really different and interesting. And please let Ted know it's rum and mojitos.
Okay. Covering all the bases here. You know what? I was so wrong about it. Now I'm so confused. I'm not positive what it is.
I have forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? What was I saying it was? Tequila?
I don't remember.
Vodka, maybe? Is that what you said?
I don't think you said vodka. It's getting worse.
Yeah. Right,
And one more as far as things that were taken from an employer. Guys, I stole $68,327,000 from my employer. Put it in a safety deposit box. Still worked for him for 5 years. I quit and took a trip around the world for 6 months. Love you guys. That from the Felonious Traveler. Please do not say my real name on the air.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Trojo, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree, but it's up to us here to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And we'll be traveling around the country. We'll be in Arizona. We go to Pennsylvania, then we'll head north to the fine state of New York. But let's begin specifically in the city of Phoenix, where a man is in trouble after what they're calling a spat with employees at a local restaurant. Justin Young, he's accused of indecent exposure and disorderly conduct, the incident that led to Young's arrest. Apparently, he was told to leave the restaurant because the restaurant was closing. Well, he refused to leave, and then he began to yell at the employees. But once he was out of the restaurant, he proceeded to pull down his pants and urinated on the door as he exited. The investigators then claimed that he also exposed himself to employees, as well as obscenely gesturing him. Now, let's face it, if you're going to pee on a door, obviously they can see your genitals. What they're saying is he peed on the door, and when he was done peeing, he made it a point to keep his penis out there to see it, and then flip them off when they took a gander at his goods. Now, he apparently already had a warrant out for his arrest. Anyway, he was released, believe it or not, without bail. But he's scheduled for
he had a warrant out for his arrest. He was released without bail.
He had a warrant out for his arrest.
He didn't turn himself in on the first arrest. Why would you think the hell if you put him out on bail that he would come back for anything else?
I don't know. So again, you have a warrant for your arrest. Now you get arrested, you get your P, show your D, all this stuff, and they're still like, let him out on bail. I don't know what he's doing, but he's living right. I'm assuming he has money.
Yeah, and not all warrants are equal.
True. But still, I feel like if you get arrested while there's a warrant, whatever. I digress.
I had a warrant.
Yeah, but you made it a point. You made it a point
I had the warrant years before that. So it was a bench warrant. I forgot to show up for a ticket.
Did you even know at the time?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What?
You have no idea.
So was it like you get popped for something else and the cops are like, hey man, there's a warrant out there.
What are you talking about? You got the wrong
How much
test
do
test.
You sweat in that moment? Like, wait, what?
It's terrible. Like,
yeah. That's why I avoid cops. I know there's 8 warrants on me. Now let's go to Pennsylvania, where authorities are investigating one of the most dangerous things that could happen. A bomb was sent to a 911 center employee. The bomb in question, however, was a glitter bomb. And look, nobody likes glitter, but I really do not feel that you need police involvement. They felt different. When opened, the package shot glitter all over, and county officials say it's no laughing matter. Luzerne County District Attorney Stephanie Salamanta, she confirmed the investigation. The so-called bomb was sent to an employee back on September 29th. Now, sources close to the investigation, they said county detectives were led to the Plains Township municipal computers, one of which was used to track the package during the delivery process. Those same sources say the motive is not yet known. The employee was also questioned, why was the package sent to me? I do not know. Now, attempts to obtain the name of a firefighter who is the focus of the investigation have been unsuccessful so far. My question is, why this is a police investigation? Glitter bombs are annoying as hell. I just don't know that you need police involvement. And now let's go up the road to upstate New York, right outside of Rochester, in fact. It's spelled Chile. It's pronounced Chi-Li, where a Chi-Li Central School District bus driver is facing multiple criminal charges after she was found to be driving with a blood alcohol content higher than the legal limit. And she did it with students on board. But it wasn't her driving that got her caught. But at one point, when there were still six students on the bus, she turned around and said, quote, "Don't tell nobody, we're going to stop at McDonald's," which she did with all the kids in the bus. She grabbed two of the students who helped her carry the food back out to the bus. Those students then relayed the story because they didn't realize she was drunk, but they found her behavior, and I quote, "odd." Well, at that point, they did an investigation, and the real giveaway here was that they found her unresponsive, passed out behind a wheel in the bus garage. She has since been arrested and obviously relieved from her job. So again, the three situations here. We have the man in Phoenix who peed on the restaurant door. He'd been asked to leave because they're closing. So he peed on the door, exposed himself, flipped him off. He gets arrested. We have the glitter bomb incident at the 911 call center in Pennsylvania. Somebody opened it. They got glittered. Apparently, this pissed them off enough that they have the police involved in this. Mm-hmm. And finally, we have the drunk bus driver who treated the unfortunate students to McDonald's.
Ted, we can both agree that the drunk bus driver sucks the most, right?
Yeah.
Putting kids' lives in danger. Granted, she didn't take them to McDonald's.
I don't know if that's the only saving grace.
But at the same point in time, that's not cool. So we can already say that one sucks, I guess, the most.
I would agree with that.
Now, as far as a glitter, quote, bomb, mm-hmm. all right, just because it's a bomb pop does not mean it's a bomb. Just because your favorite pizza place is the bomb doesn't mean it's a bomb. A glitter bomb is not a bomb.
It's just annoying.
It sprays glitter everywhere. It doesn't mean it's a bomb. You don't have a balloon and pop and go, "I have a balloon bomb," because it makes a noise and blows up.
Sure.
It's not a bomb. But it's still a pain in the ass. Now, the guy who peed on the door, right?
On the door, yes.
Everybody's seen a penis. You've seen a penis, you've seen two. You've seen three, you've seen 10. Maybe you've seen 50. Doesn't matter. Either way, not that that's the greatest thing in the world. But if I had to pick between cleaning urine outside off of a building
mm-hmm.
or cleaning up glitter on the inside of my office, I'm going to take a hose, I'm going to spray the pee off, and I'm probably pretty well good. So as far as having to clean up this mess, I say that the glitter bomb guy, he doesn't suck the least. It's the guy who peed on the glass door.
I'm inclined to agree only because I feel like that's something I would do if I was hammered and felt... I mean, honestly.
And I would also send a glitter bomb to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I agree. Those glitter bombs, it sounds funny, but like somebody got glitter bombed in my neighborhood like a week ago. It has rained. The glitter is still there. It's outside.
It does not go away.
It doesn't. And I'm with you. Like, look, the restaurant employees... And look, at the end of the day, we're going to fill up a pitcher of hot water, throw it on the handle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's terrible, but he sucks the least.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because it's easily clean upable.
Right. Glitter is impossible to clean up.
You can vacuum. You can do all this stuff. It's a funny prank because, first of all, listen, the guys in that restaurant, they did not know the guy outside of the restaurant peeing on the door. The people in the 911 office, they know exactly who sent that. The deal is they just don't want to call out the firemen who did it. They know that these guys have been going back and forth.
Sure, about something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what's harder than cleaning up glitter?
No.
Marbles.
500 marbles. 5 gallons of marbles.
You can't vacuum marbles? You cannot sweep marbles. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, you are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink. We will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, there's a town in Quebec that has just voted to change their name.
Okay.
Their name used to be Asbestos.
I heard about that. I guess they used to mine asbestos or something back before they knew it was going to kill people.
Right.
So the town
was all about?
All right. So what did they change it to?
To be honest with you, I'm going to say it wrong because it's Quebec, so it's going to be French. I believe it's Val de Source, but it's Valley of the Springs.
Oh, Valley of the Springs. Okay.
That are contaminated with asbestos.
That's correct.
That's the full name, yeah.
Police in Florida are on the lookout for scammers that threaten seniors by saying that they've missed jury duty. They basically say that they need to pay thousands of dollars or they're going to come and arrest them.
Hmm. You know how easy it is to get out of jury duty? They're not going to come after you for jury duty.
The problem is that's why they're targeting seniors.
I know.
Because things are changing and the technology's better. And nothing is more frightening to people that just live normal lives than we got the cops coming. They're on their way.
Or we owe money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Thousands of dollars to the government.
What happened to the good old days when you just walked up behind them, beat them, and took their money?
Right.
You know, what's with all these sophisticated scams?
I tend to live on the razor's edge of, okay, if the police are coming to arrest me, let them get here and then I'll explain myself.
My thought is, all right, I'm leaving. Just haven't been here in 3 days. Don't get Mike. Mike's staying. I'm out.
That's right. You know what? Maybe I am in trouble. I don't know. It wasn't on my tax return.
Did you say they're coming? Bad. What a great episode. So tomorrow's 4th of July. Obviously a repeat. I'm not here.
Yeah. Good job. Alrighty. Police in Florida are on the lookout for scammers that threaten. Sorry, I just actually read that one. I didn't take it off my desk.
You just love the idea so much.
Love it.
Mike, I got bad news. Just got a call. You missed jury duty.
Doggone it.
If you give me $100, though, I can explain it to them.
Okay, perfect. A man in Iowa bit another man's nose off during a flight.
Yeah, completely off.
So you read the story, Miles.
Yes, I did.
What leads to the point that I just want to avoid that particular conversation where I might get my nose bitten off?
I don't know. They just got into it, went to the ground, guy bit his nose off.
That's a little bit more than into it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Miles is underselling it.
Yes.
Well, they got a little testy and he bit his nose off.
Miles is right, though. They got into it and things escalated.
I mean, that's not my move, but at least I'd still have, like, you know, nose left.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Right, exactly.
Is that where we're at nowadays?
Well, bite noses?
Right, like the fight is going to go ahead.
Completely off.
Right, the fight's going to excel
to
the point.
Spit it out, Mike.
We're going to bite this man's nose off.
I mean,
to where we just see a blank cavity on his face.
Right.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
He can be Red Skeleton for Halloween.
Was he scared or was he winning the fight then bit it off?
I'm hoping he was getting his ass kicked and felt like there was nothing else he could do. Then you kind of go, all right.
If you've got your face on another man's face, chances are he's not punching you. That's too close proximity.
Right. Yeah, he's ground and pound.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
or tongue kissing.
That's where the referee comes in and separates even boxers when their heads are butting against each other.
Goodness. Someone in Michigan broke.
That's insane, man. It sounds like something out of a movie.
Right. Someone in Michigan broke into a local brewery and stole some beer before bringing their kids in and stealing soda.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Dad, where's the soda?
All right, come on in.
I was about to say, do breweries have a lot of soda?
They have enough to satisfy the kids.
It's a brew pub, maybe?
It's fair. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of brew pubs make some really good sodas.
Really?
Yeah, they'll have like bottled root beer and stuff like that.
Ginger
ale.
Yeah. I like it.
They know.
At first, I started having a little bit of faith in humanity when I read the story, and it literally said they stole some beer. I'm like, okay, so they didn't clean them out. They didn't come in with a 5-gallon bucket and grab some beer.
Mm-hmm.
But then they brought their kids in. Now you just ruined it.
See, I think that shows humanity. This guy could have just stole beer for himself. He said, get in here, kids.
And he's spending time with his family, Mike.
Yeah, family time's important, Mike.
Why don't you look on the brighter side of things? You know what I mean? These are moments that we need to connect with the young ones.
Yeah. I've been looking at life all wrong.
We don't just eat dinner together. We steal together.
We steal soda pop
together.
And
it's not like he got his kids beer, so he's not irresponsible.
Fair. He's just kind of drunk. Never mind. A new survey ranked the 20 most important inventions of all time.
Oh, plumbing.
Not bad. I've actually got the top 10 right here. So Ted's going to go with plumbing.
I need to go plumbing.
I mean, on that tip, I'll say toilet.
The toilet, all right. Mr. Hill.
Sadly, I'll say the internet.
The internet? Okay. Here we go. Here are the top 10 most important inventions of all time. Number 10, airplanes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right.
We pay enough for them.
I have often had that conversation back when I used to drive over to Spokane. It takes 4 hours for us to drive over there, and it used to be terrifying to just cross the mountains because it was going to take weeks.
Right.
So, let's see here. Number 9, anesthesia.
Yes.
It says right here, before 1846, they just drugged people up with opiates or got them drunk.
This is gonna hurt.
And just bite on this.
That's better prep, though, than what you normally have to do, like fast, don't eat anything after midnight, don't drink anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get hammered. Surely I won't bleed out.
Right. Hey, before a little dental surgery, just, you know, get you loaded.
They used to put cocaine in people's gums and up their nose.
Oh, right.
It works.
Just to numb everything.
There was a massive opioid crisis because it was the doctors that were just, using it as anesthesia.
For sure.
And as painkillers. Good
and
job.
It's just a...
It worked.
It's a toxin you could go buy at the drugstore.
Right.
Remember Wyatt Earp's wife kept drinking.
That's exactly right. Great movie.
I like that. It's so current.
These are the 10... That town's never looking to go. Just drinking the bottle. These are the 10 most important inventions of all time. Number 8, cars.
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 7, computers.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not higher.
Yeah. And maybe I would have a little bit more of appreciation for them if I ever grew up at a time without them. You know, I was born in 1990, so...
Don't rub it in. Just
computers had already started.
And move on.
I already knew what computers were.
We know. We had to use typewriter. You had to know how to spell.
Because the problem is, I just sit here and get angry at computers all the time. Every single day now, I come in here and get angry at computers.
That is...
And you bring in your own.
Right?
I do. That is very fair, but... You don't understand, like, having to go to the library and look up stuff.
Exactly.
Dewey Decimal System.
I was about to say, Dewey didn't get me, man.
My friend's got an encyclopedia set. I'm going over.
Now, it's from 1967, but it's the most current we have, because that was our Google.
It says, we hope to get on the moon one day.
We got T.
You got the letter T.
We never bought the whole set.
Go to the library, get the map, so we can find out how to get to Grandma's.
Right.
These are the top 10 most important inventions of all time. Number 6, I'm amazed it's not higher, the television.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah, entertainment's important.
It is. Used to be you had to go to all the games.
You had to go to all the games, but also it was good, politicians would disagree, but radio and television did a lot for the average citizen in real time to hear what they're saying.
Sure.
Instead of reading about it 3 days later or whatever. It's kind of the first social media. It's the first time you ever got to not necessarily interact, but heard someone at the time they were speaking without having to physically be present.
Right. How many great presidents of the past wouldn't be so great if we knew what they were saying real time?
Imagine, like, the Gettysburg Address, as we perceive to be this great statement, but think about what's going on in the country at that time.
Right.
You imagine if he was on Twitter. Abe Lincoln, you can suck my... Right? It'd have been the same crap.
Weird enough, the guy had the strangest stutter. He just couldn't get over it.
Right.
Yeah, and he has a beard.
With no mustache. Turn his head upside down, he looks the same.
How tall does your hat have to be? It doesn't have to go all the way up there, big guy.
He's already a tall guy.
Yes.
And he's rubbing it in.
A new survey ranked the top 10 most important inventions of all time. Number 4, the light bulb.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very specific.
Does like the wheel come into this at all? Like just basic.
You got a car, man.
I don't think so. They're not saying electricity. They're just saying the light bulb.
Okay.
I accidentally skipped number 5, the internet.
Okay.
Which, again, I would think would be a little bit higher because that absolutely changed the way that we bring information to people.
Well, electricity kind of makes a lot of these things work.
Well, sure.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. These are the 10 most important inventions of all time.
That said, you can have electricity, but if we don't do these other things, then it's pretty useless. Think about it. Radio waves have always been around. It's when we figured out how to make a radio that we can take advantage of it, right? And
speaking of that, did you read number 11, Mike?
Radio was number 11.
Yeah.
That is
number
correct.
Number 11. We just can't win.
So almost
close.
Did it.
Close.
Let's see here. Number 3, vaccines.
Yeah. I would rank that even higher, but yeah.
A lot of bad things have been wiped out thanks to that. Well done. These are the 10 most important inventions of all time. The telephone.
Sure. Yeah. I was not a phone guy, but yes.
The problem is that we cycled out the telephone. Used to be this grand technology. Oh, sure. My God, we could talk to people next door without actually being next door. And then we could actually hear their voices. And then as time went on, we didn't want to hear their voice anymore. And so we just turned into text messages.
It's like answering the door.
Right.
If you don't know someone's coming to your house, you're not. It's like, right. I'm not answering this.
Yeah, I don't know this number.
I think it's still nicer to hear people's voices.
It is.
Sure.
I mean, you could write letters, but you kind of had to guess.
But that's what Skype is for.
After my fifth text back, I'm calling you.
Right.
Because I don't have the time for this. Like, what?
Just get it all out now.
I've done that too.
Are you done?
You keep sending me texts. What do you need?
I'm on the sixth hole. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And this is the number one most important invention of all time, and it has totally not been mentioned multiple times already. Electricity.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. There it is.
So atomic food chain.
How did indoor plumbing not make this list?
Let's see. It does actually have some of the other ones here. The steam engine, trains, cameras, the printing press, clocks, optical lenses. Thank you.
Oh, wait. We didn't invent electricity. You know what I mean?
It does say technically the harnessing of electricity.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a much different. Electricity's always been around.
Right. We didn't invent fire. We just figured out how to make it and use it.
Because I put fire way up on that list as well, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Then we also got the compass, boats, helicopters, and tractors.
Helicopters.
Huh? I like the guy that put, like, meat on the fire.
That's the guy
you
like.
Shout out to that dude.
But keep in mind, he's also. Now, I want you to think back to the times, right? So some guy goes, I take meat. I put it on fire, right? Obviously, it tastes better, all this stuff. He was also the first guy to attract lots of wild animals. Probably correct. Wiped out his entire tribe. Then they said, okay, based on what Bob did in that other tribe, when we do this, we need some lookouts. It seems the animals are really attracted to this, too.
Wonder what happens if it's hot. Let's see here. A man in Florida almost got away with stealing $1,000 worth of merchandise for $25.
Ooh.
How do you do that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Bycock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.